Kurvos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yavamos Daf Nun Aleph. And we're at the last two words on Nun. Mabez Amar Rava. If you remember, yesterday we had the tremendous chus to start the fifth parak. And we discussed at the beginning of the fifth parak, right? Again, all the Mishnayos are there at the beginning, but the first machlokas we saw was between Rav Gamliel, right, and the Chachamim, right? Again, there are four things that are four possible outcomes, right, when faced with a Yibam situation. Two are Duraisa, two are Durabanan. Right, Duraisa, obviously, you have Yibam or Chalitza, and Durabanan, you have either Mimer or Get. And the whole Mishnah basically discussed what happens if you do one and then the other. So, according to Rabbi Gamliel, right, but Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim agree that a scenario where a person does straight up Chalitza or Yibam, right, that is obviously they're not going to have anything else to do afterwards, right? Even if you have a case of several Yavamas, right, you're not going to have anything that succeeds a regular case of Yibam Chalitza. But what about something called a Yibam that's Psula? What about a Chalitza Psula? Right, so that we have the discussion in the Mishnah. That's not going to be today. Today's discussion is going to be about Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Really, Rabbi Gamliel's Shita is in Get Achar Get, in Maimer Achar Maimer. If you do either one of the two Durabanan, enactments in terms of Yibam and Chalitza, so what is the situation after that? And according to Rabbi Gamliel, again, in Get Achar Get, in Maimer Achar Maimer, there is no such thing, right? There's no need for any. If you do, let's say, for example, the case we had yesterday, if you have two Yavamas and you give both of them a get, right, so the second one is not going to be relevant, it's not going to make her, not going to make you usher and her relatives, the second Mimer is not going to be legitimate, etc. So now we're going to, basically all day today is going to be trying to understand that Shita. So Amar Rava, Rava says, we're going to have Machlokes Rava and Abaye over here. Rava says, my time with Rava Gamliel, what's Rava Gamliel's Shita? That again, if you look at Rashi, Damar in get achar get, b'shtei Yavamos, or b'shtei Yivmim, right, why are we saying that the second get that the Yavam gives to the second wife, right, if you have Mrs. Reuven 1, Mrs. Reuven 2, he does get to the first one, he gives a get to the second one, the second get is not going to make him usher to her relative. So what's the reason for that? So it says Rava, Demisafkele, get idachi ilodachi, and mamar ikani ilokani, because basically Rav Gamliel had a suffix as to whether these durabanan dikadins dinim, right, do anything, right? To what extent do they kind of finish off, and not even chalitza, you need to do that afterwards, but to what extent are they legitimate, are they halachically significant? Get by get idachi ilo dachi, right? Again, the Gemara explains, if we're not sure whether get works or not, meaning that it will get rid of the Zika. Ikamadachi, if it does do something, and therefore the first get does something, right? It's Basra Maika of it. Meaning, if you get, and the case is, you have two, brother is married to two wives, passes away, two women fall for Yibam and Chalitza. So if you give a get to the first woman, right, and that is legit, so when you give a get to the second woman, so you're not doing anything. The ikama lo dachi, and if get doesn't do anything, I mean, it's not really halachically significant, so then basra nami lo dachi, so then obviously the second one is not going to do anything either. Maimer, ikani ilo kani, and the same thing by maimer. Ikana, ikama kani, if maimer works to affect, let's say, some sort of halachic change in the status of designation, right, to say that you're going to do even with that woman, right, if that's going to actually affect the Zika on a halakhic level, so if it works, so basar ma'kavit, so then, great, so you've done it with the first wife already, you're not doing anything with the second one, because you already finished, you already did it, you already created that Zika, right, you dissolved any other Zika that you may have with the other women. V'ikama lo kani, but if it doesn't work, so then basar nami lo kani, so then the second thing, the second mimer that you did with the second woman, also doesn't work. So Eisvei Abayi says, I don't like that, because we have a brisa that Rav Gamliel is going to admit in certain scenarios that you are going to have something, a get or mimer after a different mimer. Because the brisa says like this, Rav Gamliel agrees that you're going to have a halachic significance to the second step, the second stage, the second derabanan act that you did. In what scenarios? In the following. Sheyesh get achar maimer, that you have to do a get achar maimer, right, then that's standard. Right, if you do maimer with the first yavam, and then get with the second yavama, Right, so that is going to make you not allowed to marry the first Yivama, right? And you're going to need a get for that woman, and then you have to do chalitza. So that is legit. That is, you know, again, we're saying in get achar get, in maimer achar maimer, but Rabbi Galil agrees that there is get achar maimer. If you do get to the second woman, that messes up the whole thing. Umaimer achar get, and sure enough, if you do maimer after a get, if you give a get to the first woman and maimer to the second woman, so then a person is not going to be allowed to marry that woman's relatives, and you need a get to get rid of that Zika, to get rid of that relationship. V'get achar bia umaimer, and let's say there are three women, and you do maimer with the first wife, bia with the second wife, right, that's yibum, and then get with the third wife, right, that third get will mess up everything, right, and everything is messed up anyway, because you did maimer to the first and bia to the second, but that get is also going to be legitimate. It's, you're going to make the yavam aser to that woman's relatives as well. Maimer achar bia uget, and Rabbi Gamliel also agrees that if you do maimer after doing get, and then with the first woman, then bia with the second woman, and then you do maimer to the third wife, so that's also going to be legitimate. That's also going to, you know, do, you need a get to get out of that marriage, and you're going to be ushered to the krovim. V'imisafkali l'Rabbi Gamliel, now the problem with this is saying clearly that there is a case, a scenario of where maimer is legitimate and get has halakhic significance after doing other aspects, after doing other actions, right? And if Rabbi Gamliel really thought it was a suffix, whether it worked or not, that the habi kibia de l'chachila v'tikni. Problem is, what are the second cases over there? If you remember, there's a bia in the middle, right? There's get achar bia umaimer, and maimer achar bia uget. Well, if you're telling me that he has a suffix as to whether the get and the maimer work, so the bia in the middle, the bia that he did with the second wife, the second wife, should be mamash yibum. Right, and the other stuff should be derabanan, should be nothing. Right? And so why are we legitimizing these dinam derabanan if you tell me that we're not sure if they work at all? So that should take me back to square one, and the yibum that you did with the second wife should be the yibum, and that should be it. Right, that's not, because we lived in the Mishnah, right? Again, habila bezman shehi betchila ein achor haklum, because after a yibum, right, there's nothing. So Ela Amar Abai says no, it must be a little different. Lolam pshitulei Ram Gamliel beget dachi umaymer kani. Really, he holds, Ram Gamliel holds that these two actions are halakhically significant. That get will kind of push away to some extent, right, the wife, and maimer to some extent will marry to some extent halakhically. Miu, however, Amar Rabbanan, now this is not the Rabbanan against Rabbi Gamliel, this is what Chazal did when they made these two takanas. Hayavala b'chad tzad mahani ba get, b'chad tzad mahani ba maimer. By Yavama, you have to imagine her as 50-50. She is 50% is one side and 50% is the other side. So when you give her a get, that pushes away 50% of her. But the other 50% is available almost. So that's maimer. Maimer will acquire the other 50%. Meaning you have to look at it as almost like a glass half full, glass half empty. That get can get rid of, have a glass half empty, and maimer can have the effect of making the glass half full. I know it's not a great analogy, but basically you have to view the woman as if she split down the middle. And therefore, get achar get lo dachi, if you do a get to two women, so that the second get is not legit. Why? Dachale kama, because you've already pushed off, you've already rejected the first one. And what we're assuming here is that once you reject one of the women, right, that applies to all of them. So once you give a get to the 50% of the first wife, that get has now rejected the 50% of all the other wives as well. So therefore, another get is just pushing away someone you already pushed away. Is already dachi. That's the translation. I don't know why I said push away, but it's already rejected, right? All the women that you've already rejected through the first get. And same thing with maimer. Maimer achamaimer lo kani, dehak kani lekama. You've already done it to the first one, so the 50% that you could theoretically acquire through maimer has already been acquired, has already been married, quote-unquote. And get achamaimer, maimer achaget, but, and why is it therefore in our brisa, when you do get and then maimer, or maimer then get, why does that work? That works, because hai milsag dekadachi, vai milsag kakani, because you're dachi, you're rejecting half of the woman, but you're also acquiring about the other half. And that's why there's a tfisa there. It works when you do one and then the other. For Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan hold then? The Rabbanan hold that the one detail that I mentioned, that once you do maimer to one, that in effect acquires the Yavamos all over. So the Rabbanan hold, no. Kol chad v'chad takinu le Rabbanan get a maimer v'bia. Right, that every single woman is viewed individually. That once you do mimer to one woman, You can also do mimer to the second one. Who says that the 50% of the second woman is also acquired to you through the mimer of the first one? Okay, so that's the machlokes in terms of what Rabbi Gamliel's shita is. Now, when Rabbi Gamliel said back to the brisa, right, that we said that when we say that there's you can do a get after. If you do, sorry, that's again his third, so let's explain properly. If you do mimer to the first wife, then you have yibum, you do bia to the second wife, and then you do get to the third wife, right, that's legit, and also vice versa. If you do mimer, then bia, then get, right, in that order, right, to the three wives. And in that case, right, the yibum is what's called bia psula, right, it's a lousy bia, it's a lousy yibum, it's a mediocre yibum, and you have to get rid of that marriage. So how does that work? Right, v'hai bia psula. And not really. How does it work? But how do you view it in halachic with halachic glasses? So v'hai b'yapsula adifim mimer ugriyim mimer. On the one hand, this yibum has one up on mimer, and it's also one step down from mimer in different ways. Adifim mimer diilu mimer achar mimer lo mahani viilu bila achar mimer mahani. It's better than mimer. It's more stronger. It's more halachically viable than mimer. Because if you do mimer and then mimer to two women, so that's no good. But if you do mimer and then bia, right, so that is good. I mean, that is legit. Right, that is some sort of effective halachic action. Ugriyim mimer, but it's less than mimer. It's not as good as mimer. Not as strong or powerful as mimer. Deilu mimer machar get, kani l'kuli shiur to get. And if you give the first woman again, and the second woman, you do mimer, that will acquire all of the leftovers of the woman, meaning the other 50%, right? That will have halachic significance. But v'ilu bia achar get, lo kanya leklu l'shir get, but bia, it does not do that. It's a pasul yibum, it's a pasul bia, right? And that is not going to necessarily, acquire the other 50% of the woman to you. And theoretically, if you do mimer, so let's say now to the third wife, that would that would be legitimate as well, because the bia hasn't gotten rid of or hasn't acquired the other 50%. Okay, fine. Now again, we don't say that women are split down the middle, right? This is just trying to illustrate the halachic significance, right? That to explain how theoretically you can give a get to one set of yivamos and do mimer as well. Okay, tarabai with another bais. Ketzad Amaram Gamliel get achar get. How does this work? Right, again, we explained it yesterday, decently, but now the Brisa spells it out. How does it work? What is this when Rabbi Gamliel says, in get achar get, there is no legitimacy to the second get that you give if you have two yavamos, or let's see, the second. Shtei yavamos shenafu lefnei yavam echad. Again, like we said before, there's one brother and two yavamos. But also get lazu, and he gives one get to each of them. Rabbi Gamliel omer chulitz l'rishona, v'asher b'krovoseah. Right, you do chalitza the first one, because again, you gave her a get, and you're not allowed to marry right anybody's related to her, because that's achos chalutz also. Right, v'mutter b'krovos shnia, and you're allowed. The second woman is totally fine to you; is mutter to you. You're not allowed to marry her, but you're allowed to marry her relatives because she was never rejected. She was never your chalitza. The chachamim amrim, the chachamim say no. That's not get lazu, but get lazu. Asher b'krovos shtein. The chalitza la'achas mehem. According to the chachamim, no, you're not allowed to marry the relatives of either one. Right, both get is legitimate, and you have to do chalitza to one of them. The chena to omer b'shnei yavamim v'yavama achas. And so too, if you have two men and one yavama, right, two brothers and one yavama, right, if both of them give her a get, right, you would have the same machlokas. Ketzad, how does that work? And the Gemara explains again, it's the same thing, just with two brothers and one wife. Amar Gamliel, in my mecha. Sorry. Period. Now, Ketzad Amar Rabbi Gamliel, in my mecha. Now, the Gemara also similar as we just said, but. How do you? Why does Rabbi Gamliel? And how? What is the case where Rabbi Gamliel says there's no mimer after mimer? Again, shtei yavamos shenafu liyavam echad. V'yasa mimer bezu v'mimer bezu. One guy, one brother, and two yavamas, two wives. He does mimer with both of them. Rabbi Gamliel, omer nosan get lazav v'cholot la v'asa b'krovoseah muter b'krovoshniyah. Right, again, he gives a get to the first one. He does chalitza. Right, and he cannot do yibam because he did. That's not okay. Right, then the Gemara is going to ask that in a second. If I'm not mistaken, but he has to get to the first one. He has to do chalitza, then he's not allowed to marry her relatives, but he is allowed to marry the relatives of the second one. Both of them need a get because both mimers were legitimate, so you need a get to get out of both mimers. And you're not allowed to marry the relatives of either one. And you have to do chalitza, right, to actually get rid of the zika. Same thing. Right, same thing would be true if you had two brothers and one and one Yavama, right? If they would do Maimer, both of them would do Maimer, right? You'd have the same halacha. Amar Mar. Now, we said this before. Anosin get lazu, ve get lazu. Gamliel omer chodetz rishona v'asur b'kachor v'sel, mutter b'kachor l'shnia. So, once we said, again, Gamliel said, if you give a get to both of them, you do chalitza the first, and your mutter to the second, because the second chalitza was nothing. Again, and she's no longer your chalitza, right? She's totally released and free and is not shy. There's no zika there whatsoever. That's against Shmuel, right? Damar Shmuel chalitza lebalas haget lo nethir atzara, because Shmuel says that once you do chalitza, right, the koif is not released. You need to do chalitza with the koif as well. Shmuel will say no. Ki amri ana aliva the mandamar yesh zika. No, Shmuel says I'm operating within the shita of, right, if you remember the machlokas, whether the zika or not, whether there's a significant halachic connection between the Yavam and the Yavama, I'm holding it with that yesh zika, that there is a significant halachic connection, and therefore the guy has to do chalitza with both of them. But Rav Gamliel suffer in zika. Rav Gamliel is talking within the shita that there is no zika. Okay, umid Rabban Gamliel saver ein zika, right? So Rabban saver yesh zika. Apparently, that's the machlokes. Rabban Gamliel holds that there's no zika. The Chacham holds that there is, and that's in a good tani sefer. The problem is that our Brisa says, or really our Mishnah says, v'chena to omer b'shnei yivamim yivam achas, that you have the same thing if you have two women. No, sorry, two brothers and one yivama. Right, that's the same, meaning that if each one of them, right, would give a get, so only one does chalitza, right? And that's the parallel case, right? Apparently, lema davitiv to Rabba Bar Rav Huna Marav. That's against Rabba Bar Rav Huna Marav. Damar Rabba Murav Rav. Damar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Marav. Chalitza psula tzuka lakzor akol achin. If you do a chalitza psula, which is what we're doing here, right? Because you do chalitza after. Right, that's deficient. Right, you have to. It's not a straight chalitza. Right, it's a chalitza you did after. Where 1 second? Right, meaning that both of them did get, and now you're doing a chalitza to one of them. So everybody has to do chalitza. So that's against what we just said. So he says, no. I don't hold that there's machlokas for Ram Gamliel and Zika at all. Right, he doesn't have to explain like Shmuel did a second ago. He would argue that both of them hold that there's no zika. And the only machlokas is, right, that get achar get umaymer achar maymer. But by the case where a chalitza psula, right, then that's holding that there's yesh zika, and that doesn't impact us at all because our machlokas Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim is all ein zika. Okay, Amar Maimar says again. We're quoting this. This is basically just a rehash of the brayso we had before. Also, Maimar Mizu, Maimar Mizu. Rav Gamliel Omer Nelson Getler Rishona v'Cholitzla V'Azur B'Kervusel Motor B'Kervus Shnia. Right, that's what we explained. That if you do Maimar back to back, so you do get to the first one, do Cholitzla because you can't marry her anymore because you did Maimar to the second one, and then but the second Maimar is not legit to Asur you to the other woman's relatives. So the Gemara says, I understand if the second. I understand. If the second mimer is not legit, so why are we making this woman do chalitza with the first with the first wife, right? Michti, let's see. Because Rav Gamliel in mimer acha mimer, right? Rav Gamliel, this whole thing. If you do mimer with two women, right? So what do? You give a get and you do chalitza the first one. The second one is not legit. Well, if the second one is not legit, so Rishona nami tisyavim. So do yibum for the first woman, right? What's the status of the first woman? You did mimer with her. The fact that you did an illegitimate mimer, a mimer that's not relevant, that's not lahalacha, to the other Yavama, shouldn't impact her at all. Right? You should, from her point of view, this should be just mimer. Well, mimer is a predecessor to Yibum, so why can't you just do Yibum? The Gemara says, yeah, Xera, Dilma, Asil, Yavam, Mishnia. Well, maybe if you do mimer to the first woman, and then we allow you to do mimer, we allow you to do Yibum to the first woman, you might end up doing Yibum to the second one. Right? This is what we're saying. That's a problem, and then you're ready. You can't do Yibum to the second one, and that's gonna be a big issue. What is the issue over there? I'm just trying to think out loud because it doesn't spell it out. What would be the problem of doing Bia to the second wife when you do Maimer to the first? That's a Achos Zukukaso. Yeah, I guess Achos Zukukaso. I guess Achos Zukukaso, and that would be also. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I got also mid Rabban. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ram Gamliel, Beishamay, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Azay, Rabbi Nechemia, Kulu Sriluhu, Maimar Kone, Kinyan, Gomer. All of those, you know, great, great rabbis that we just listed, right, they all hold that Maimer is a halachic kinyan. Now, it's not a kinyan gomer. The language is a little bit misleading because, first of all, obviously you need yibum. But what we're saying is, what we're trying to explain is that Maimer is halachically significant and has halachic ramifications. And now for the rest of the daf, we're basically just going to list off all of the, how do we know that all these people hold that Maimer has a legitimate halachic significance? From Gamliel, or Hadamran, obviously we just said that. Again, if you tell me that Ein Maimer Acha Maimer, so we see that the first Maimer is legit. So, okay, so clearly that tells me that there is a big halachic significance from doing Maimer. Beishamai, how do you know that that's true? That's not, because we learned the Mishnah back, if you remember. Shlosh Achin, Shnayim Mehem, Assume the Shtei Achayos, Echa Mufne. Right, you have three brothers, right? Two of them married two sisters, and one of them is single. So, Meis Echa Mibali Achayos, Ruvain dies. The Asa Ba Mufne Maimer, Levi does Maimer with Mrs. Ruvain, the Achakach Meis Echaz Sheni, then Levi, and then Shimon dies. So now, right, he can't marry Shimon's wife because she's Achos Zugukaso. Right, Beishami Omrim, Ishto Imo, right, Beishami said that Levi can keep Mrs. Ruvain, meaning he could do Yibum with her. Falazu takes him Mishim Achos Isha, and Mrs. Shimon, who is Mrs. Ruvain's sister, goes free with nothing because she is technically Levi's wife's sister, because Levi has a Maimer with Mrs. Ruvain. Well, if Maimer is legitimate, that clearly shows that Maimer, we treat as if they're halakhically married, that Maimer has a legitimate halakhic significance. Rabbi Shimon, what about Rabbi Shimon? The Tanya. Now here, this is a Gemara later on, where basically, if the two brothers, if the Yavams, are ketanim, so their halachic bia is not really halachic bia, right? Again, we're talking about we need bia for yibum, so that's only after their gedola. So let's say he's able to have bia from the age of 9, but it's not going to be it's not going to work. Meaning that the bia of a katan doesn't work to create Yibum, it's halachically as if it's Maimer. Right? I mean, it's a less halachic Yibum. Meaning, Yibum of a Gadol is legit Yibum, but the Bia of a Katan is going to have the same status as Maimer. Meaning, so basically, and the same thing. Meaning, you would need to do Yibum later on, let's say, or give a get or whatever to get rid of, and then do Chalitza to get rid of the Zika. So Rabbi Shimon holds like this. I'm going to lulu Rabbi Shimon l'chachamim, because Rabbi Shimon said to the Chachamim. Now, the case in that Gemara over there is when there are two brothers who are ketanim, and both of them had bia with the Yavama. So that's similar to our case. That's similar to the case where you have two brothers who did Maimer with one Yavama, right? That was one of the cases, right? You said if you have two Yavams and one Yavama, right? If both of them do Maimer, that was our case. So here we have a similar case, right, where the two katans have bia with the yavama, and that's as if both of them did mimer with him. So Amalu Rabbi Shimon lechachamin and bias rishon bia, right? If the first one is legit, if the first bia of the first katan is legit, so then bias sheni eno bia, then the second one is not, right? Because then they're married, right? And bias rishon eno bia, if the first one's not a good bia, then bias sheni nami eno bia, and the second one is also no good. Right, the problem, and what do you see? Vabias ben Tesha, right? Kedamar Shavuya Rabbanan, Vekamar Rabbi Shimon. Sorry, I read that poorly. Right, Vabias ben Tesha de Kemaimer Shavuya Rabbanan. You see, as we explained, that the bia of a katan is like Maimer. Vekamar Rabbi Shimon ain't a bia, and he says that, you know, if you're telling me that the first bia is good, the second bia would be nothing. So you see that Maimer is halachically significant, according to Rabbi Shimon. Ben Azai, how do you know he holds that? The Tanya is one of the rabbis. Ben Azai Omer, Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer, B'Shnei Yavam V'Yavam Achas. That there is a legitimacy to Maimer Acha Maimer if there are two brothers and one Yavama. Vein Maimer Acha Maimer, B'Shnei Yavam V'Yavam Achad. But there is no Maimer Acha Maimer if there's one brother and two Yavamas, meaning that the first Maimer that is done, the second Maimer is nothing, right? You see that the first Maimer will actually have a lux significance to strengthen the Zika between the first Yavama and the brother. And finally, Rabbi Nechemia, He holds that Maimer is halachically significant. Right, it's not as we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, Achas Bila, Achas Chalitza, right, Bein Betchila, Bein Ba'emtza, Bein Besof, Ein Acharei Klum. Right, if whether you do Yibum or Chalitza, right, wherever you do it, right, there's nothing after it, meaning those are the most legit. Those are legit, and anything you do afterwards, midrabanan, is not going to be legit halachically. Bila psula, but bila, and he's talking about a bila psula, right? What's his case? Right, that's a bila psula, right? Let's say you did the yibum after get or maimer, right? That's a bila psula, and the kamaimer shavu rabanan, right? And that's and right, the rabanan made that. That has the halachic significance of maimer. Right, meaning in the sense that you need to give her a get, right, and chalitza. And again, this was Rabbi Nechemia who argued on the Chachamim, right, in the Mishnah, right, he said there's nothing after that. And so you see that after a case of Bia Psula, which is halakhically the same as Mimer, right, there's nothing after that, meaning that is a halakhically significant act. And anything you do after that is not shaykh. And basically that's how we know that Rabbi Nechemia holds that Mimer is halakhically significant as well. Okay, Shkoyach Gadol Rav Moshe, we'll be there in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day and night, depending on when you are listening to this.